off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't drop the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's...
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Aw, yeah. I mean, we already were kind of edging on woke news last segment, but...
I got to continue but the trend a little bit.
It was topical because, you know, people are looting, man, during a hurricane. Jerks.
In California.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that too. So what do we got now, Will?
So I couldn't find an article about this, but I did see this. And I don't know how often you are on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot, mm-hmm. finding stories to talk about on the radio show. That's predominantly where I do my prep.
Right.
And the feature that has gotten very popular lately on X or Twitter or whatever is the bird. I don't know if they call it the bird watch anymore, but being able to kind of fact check tweets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Add some context to tweets.
Yes. It's happening a lot. I mean, everybody's getting called out for it.
Well, CNN had a doozy.
Oh, man.
CNN, the news site. CNN, the fair and balanced news site.
I'm glad that they're starting to get called out, too, because if this doesn't open up your eyes, people.
Oh, man, I love when you see Glenn Kessler Daniel Dale, some of these clowns that fact-checked the president that haven't done anything in 6 months. But, when the other guy was around, it was multiple a day.
Mm-hmm.
But CNN tweeted out a story. Uganda, two men in Uganda are facing separate charges of, quote, aggravated homosexuality, an offense punishable by death under the country's controversial new anti-gay laws.
And when you read that headline.
Yeah, you go, oh, my God, that's awful.
These Ugandans are the worst. They're
backwards. Yeah, that's terrible.
God, what can we do as Americans to help?
So they added some context. Somebody added a check to this. And it's an NPR article. So also, too, you have to counter. You can't put a Breitbart article. You can't put Fox News on it. Like, mm-hmm. there was a story we did last week with Kelly, and it was a Fox article. And she went up, and she shut her. You know, she was shut down at that point. It's biased. It's, you know, garbage. So you got to find articles that they trust, like the New York Times. Well, and every once in a while, you
similar narratives.
Well, not similar, but
political bias.
Contradictory
type
of thing. So NPR had a story about this story, and it says one of these men is charged with raping a disabled man.
Oh, boy.
And the other is charged with raping a minor. So it's not really... I mean, it might fall under the category of these since they're both male.
Yeah.
But I think it has more to do with... the rape of a disabled man and a child.
Yeah.
Not just being gay.
They didn't want to put that in the headline, obviously.
Right. But like, why not? Like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Why not just be honest about it?
Because they can't. It doesn't sell, dude. It's not.
It just feels like the supply that we have for things that these people complain about, we don't have it. We don't have the supply. So they just got to. Tweak of existing mm-hmm. stories or just lie about stuff.
Yeah, if things were as bad as they're painted to be, you wouldn't have to lie. You would have plenty of stories that are factual to support everything, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know, CNN, that was a doozy. They got blasted this week for that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I'm glad that they're getting called out. I'm glad Fox gets called out. I'm glad they all get called out. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to... you know, put up these vague headlines, knowing that 90% of the people don't read past the headline. They just, everything is headline, and that's what they go by. You deserve to get called out. Because it's almost a form of yellow journalism. It really is.
Yeah, you could say technically it's a fact that they were, you know, charged under these laws. But mm-hmm. it's not really have anything to do with being gay. It has... more to do with the rape.
Yeah.
So it's like factual but not truthful, you know, like yeah, technically it is under these laws.
Yeah.
But you're not given the whole story, the whole context. And why are you doing that? Is it because you want to project a certain, you know, I guess narrative?
Yeah, why would, it's not like it's here. It's in another country.
Well, they keep saying it's going to come here.
Oh.
You know, if Trump gets elected again, he's going to
Go with African rules?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to turn full Mugabe and, you know, start killing, prosecuting his political opponents. Like it's not happening.
That's some real fascism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go full tilt this time.
Good for him.
So, I don't know. It's bizarre. But yeah. This is another epidemic that's going on, too, is professors claiming that they're people of color when they're whiteies.
That's happening a lot.
Dude, another one got busted. A California professor who has been accused for years of faking her Native American heritage after once slamming white women for, quote, opting to become Indian, will retire from her teaching position after negotiating an agreement with the school. So she's going to get a financial payout and retire early for this whole thing.
Wow.
University of California Riverside Ethics Studies professor Andrea Smith's teaching career at the university will come to an end in August 2024. Oh, she's still got a whole year. According to a separation agreement reported by the New York Times, the retirement comes after 13 faculty members filed an August 2022 complaint claiming that Smith had lied about her Cherokee identity and violated academic integrity. But as part of that agreement signed in January, the university won't probe the faculty complaint, and Riverside will pony up as much as $5,000 for any legal costs that this woman should accumulate. The university never conducted a formal inquiry after the complaint was logged, but the informal talks with Smith, Insider Higher Ed reported, also signed the agreement. That's not important. But anyway, she's just a liar.
Yeah.
And allegedly she would, she says, I've always been and always will be Cherokee.
No, you ain't.
But no, you're not. And I think they did find some, she got some, like what Liz Warren did, some genealogy person.
Yeah, yeah.
And they dug and found, you know, oh, you're
1%.
Yeah, it's like super tiny, like everybody has that.
Sure.
At some point in their history.
Yeah.
But, like, how much, like, does that count?
No.
What counts?
15% or more.
15?
I would say.
I don't even know if that's a real number with genealogy.
25%.
So it's got to be, like, a grandparent has to be a person of color.
I would say.
Because when you're trying to get into, you know, these universities or.
Even a great-grandparent.
A job or something, you know, they do ask these questions and they tend to prioritize.
But aren't we allowed to identify as
that you can't for some reason. You can do gender, but you're not allowed to do race.
I mean, you can identify as a cat or an inanimate object. Like you could be a bug, but you can't. I think it would be so much easier to identify as a race than it would be a different gender.
Yeah, but there's like protections that go along with that. It's just weird that these women, these academics, like give away their white privilege to become a person of color when it's terrible, you know, or so they claim.
I don't know
how terrible it is.
Yeah, it is weird. Like I was listening to a clip from Jeff Dye, who was just at Side Splitters, and he made a good observation. He said, you know, for all the women that claim Lizzo is so beautiful, why do you get mad when somebody says you look like Lizzo? It's like that is an awesome observation.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, she's the most beautiful person in the world. But the minute somebody goes, damn, you look like Lizzo. What the F?
Yeah, totally.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's all fake.
You're beautiful. I mean,
this woman wrote in a 1991 essay that white feminists often want to disassociate themselves from their whiteness. They do this by opting to become Indian. And that's exactly what she did.
I'm so annoyed by anybody talking about any race at this point.
In this way, they can escape responsibility and accountability for white racism. Of course, white feminists only want to be partly Indian.
It's just funny, women attacking feminists, finding an angle.
She's so clearly white. too.
Yeah.
She's just a boring white lady.
Dumb honky bitch.
And she allegedly would kind of try to squint her eyes a little bit. She did this for a long time in pictures. So she would look a little more
divided.
I mean, it's super cringe, right?
What if she was claiming to be Asian and she was doing that? She's just smoking a bunch of weed.
It's just a bizarre. And you know, you get into the weeds with the, like, what counts when you, you know, Elizabeth Warren was 1 in 360 something. And she goes, yeah, see? And you go,
yeah.
Well, I don't think
Rachel Dolezal had no
Rachel
black.
Rachel Dolezal.
Zero black in her.
The other professor
her, yeah.
that was claiming to be, I believe, a
She was
a high
up member in NAACP.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, I don't.
So bizarre.
I don't get it, dude.
And I don't know, but you get when you get these, you know, special treatment. If you like, I'm almost debating putting on my next job application that I'm gay.
Why not?
Because they ask. Not many do. And I told my girl that, and she was, no, they don't ask that. I go, yes,
yeah, they do.
And I, next one I came across, I took a picture, and she went, wow.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to say? Like, if I go, yeah, I'm gay.
They just pull out a wiener, and they're like, do something to it.
Maybe. They might make you do
that. They have a guy come in, he just pulls his wang out.
Yeah.
And they're like, go ahead, show us.
I thought you were gay, man.
No, dude. You don't seem to be very
gay. I'm not a whore.
It just puts their ding dong right next to your face. What do you think? Ew!
You have to swear.
Did you say ew?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, like, what are they going to do? They can't do that. And then if I bring my girl to the Christmas party, hey, what's up with this? I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just a phase.
I had a change of heart.
I had a change of heart.
She was so hot, she turned me straight.
Yeah, so I'm not gay anymore.
Not gay no more.
Does that mean, are they going to fire me? I feel like that could be a lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's just you really get in the weeds with this stuff. And I'm curious. I think you're right. And I think the Supreme Court kind of goes with the 1/4, the 25%.
I think something like that. Yeah, because I remember, you know, I don't hang out with them anymore, but I used to hang out with a lot of the Seminole tribe members when I was working at Hard Rock way back in the day. Because they would work there also, and we became friends and stuff. And I'm still friends with a few of them. I just, you know, I don't hang out with anybody anymore. But mm-hmm. I remember asking, you know, like, how Native American do you need to be to get that monthly stipend that they get, you know, from the casino? They get several thousand dollars a month, each person. But you have to be a certain percentage.
And you have to prove it. You have to submit documentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's I didn't see any whiteys claiming to be Seminole getting a check.
Yeah.
The ones that I knew, you could tell that they definitely were Native American.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this lady's sister, too, got busted for fabricating a tribal membership card. So the
Ooh.
Sister did it, too.
Wow.
It's really strange.
That's criminal
behavior.
Dude. Yeah. That's isn't that like, that's fraud. That's like that's like a federal crime if you're faking an identification and stuff.
Yeah.
Take her white ass to jail, dude.
Well, so she probably also got this role as a professor because she claimed to be Native. So that's another thing, too. If they're looking for a Native American person.
Yeah.
And this white lady, honky, came in and said, yeah, that's me. And they went, oh, okay. Well, cool. We'll give you this job.
Yeah,
then you stole that opportunity.
We met our requirement.
Yeah, then you stole that opportunity from...
An actual,
a real one.
Well, it's like C. Thomas Howell in the movie Soul Man. Remember, he wanted to get the United N-Word College Fund, and that was what that movie was about. So he took these tanning pills and put on, like, a you know, an Afro wig.
Yeah.
It was a comedy back in the early 90s.
It's a comedy sketch, man. That's real life now, bro.
And it's like... he was just trying to go to college, man, you know? Then he fell in love with Ray Dawn Chong, a really hot, you know, African-American actress back in the day. You know, she was in a lot of movies. And it was a funny comedy, and it also taught a lesson at the end. You know, he didn't do the right thing. He shouldn't have done it, you know? But I could see now, like you were saying, in the workplace and everything else, maybe there's a company that has a certain, you know, DEI requirement.
I mean, all of them do.
Yeah.
All of them do. They have that required. We have it here.
Sure. Well, I remember
you get preferential treatment.
It was another media company that came out a couple years ago.
iHeart.
I wasn't.
They said that they were gonna. And they just said it openly.
I know. I wasn't gonna say it, but you said it. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, they said that they weren't gonna hire any white people.